Welcome to Blue Collar Poetry. My name is Kevin Carroll. I am your host, an ordinary blue collar guy here to bring you some inspiration from different types of writing, from novels to short stories, poetry to music lyrics, and any other type of writing in between. So sit back, relax, enjoy the inspiration. Today, I'm actually going to use a quote that I think most people are fairly familiar with, have heard many times over. It's the old adage of, if you love something, you let it go. And if it's meant to be, you'll come back. Or some people will say, if you love somebody, you have to let them go. And if it's true love, they'll come back. So I bring this up because I believe that in part, that's a true story for both things. But I also think sometimes if you love something, you have to let it go. And just let it go. Because sometimes the thing you love is actually the thing that hurts you. And sometimes that hurt isn't something you need to deal with. Sometimes it's not really love. We see it as love and it's an infatuation more than anything else. And then we come to realize that that infatuation is more detrimental than it was actually love and actually true. And I think a lot of times we get so obsessed with certain things or certain people that we blind ourselves to the fact that what we're really craving is a different emotion, has a different emotion attached to it. So it's an infatuation or an idolization or maybe even if it's something that we have missing in our life. Maybe it is a relationship. Maybe it's, we really, really want to love this person. We want to care about this person. But there is some level of inability to do that. Maybe it's on your part and you just don't see it and you're blind to it. Or maybe it's something to do with the other person. Maybe it's just simply that person isn't ready to be loved like you want to love them. Maybe it's that they are not interested in that kind of love from you. It could simply be a situation where you are wanting to help and care and love for this person, but they're not able to receive that because they are in another relationship. There's something going on their end. So what I'm trying to tell you is that sometimes you have to just let it go. Maybe it's a short period of time. You just have to let it go, put it on the back burner and go about your business, go about your life. And that person might come back to you and might be ready to be in that relationship. But even at that point, you have to make sure for yourself that you are ready for it now. And maybe in that time while you're not talking to each other or you're busy doing other things, you go on to do more things to help yourself. Because in the end, you have to be whole for whatever adventure you get into. And it's not just relationships. It's even work or goals that you reach. You need to make sure that you are solely into it. You are all 100% into this thing. And so sometimes by letting go and walking away, you're helping yourself in the end. And sometimes it's just not meant to be. It's not meant to be. And maybe in the form in which you want it to be. Maybe it's got to be something new, something different. Maybe the idea just morphs into something else that's better, grander. But you have to sometimes walk away from it. But what I want to encourage you and what I hope you pull from this little rant is that not everything goes away, comes back, but a lot of times something comes your way that is better, is going to make you happy. You're going to feel fulfilled and you're going to feel this greater sense of peace because you didn't just stay attached to this one thing or one person when that thing wasn't really obtainable at that time. And maybe now it is, this new time frame, this new season of your life. And maybe that person that you really, really care for, maybe it's not the season for that. And maybe it's not the season for them. But maybe one time someone better comes along, or maybe even that person does come back, and then that's the right time. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to feel and know that you are good and that whatever happens, you're only going to get stronger. You're only going to get better. The more you are focused on you to improve you, the better you'll feel about you, the stronger you'll feel about you, and nothing will be able to change that. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out today to listen to my podcast. If you have any suggestions, ideas, or comments, please feel free. I'm more than happy to read them because maybe there's something I'm missing that would make this more interesting, or maybe a different style would make this more interesting. I'm all ears. Again, I appreciate you taking the time out to listen, and I hope you have an inspired day.